Sego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM News. On October 10th at the Six Nations of the Grand River Elected Band Council's General Council meeting, Six Nations community member Chad General raised concerns about the nomination process and the lack of notice given to the community for this year's 2023 election on Six Nations. At the Six Nations Elected Council General Council meeting, the concerns were discussed and General presented an independent review and it was taken as information. Since then, no updates have been given as of yet to the nomination process. To give us more information on his findings within the independent review is community member Chad General.
Well, I know I did speak with them. They did let me present on the agenda for General Council meeting, and they took it as information. What my whole thing was, the election code doesn't have any recourse for the community members with the nomination process. We have to let it roll out and complete the process, and then we only have the after that we can appeal anything with the election, right? So, which I think is not a very good election code at all. Like, it's not I say it's flawed, it's incomplete, it's very vague for one, you know, for a few things. But mostly because there's no recourse. And I think the chief electoral polling officer carries too much power through that document, and it needs to be brought back to the community.
Although no updates have been made as of yet to the election code, General also spoke about what he would like to see within the community when it comes to the notice of important information and also transparency within the community.
Well, I think as through that meeting that I did have with council, I think it was best put by Mark Kill was, you know, it's about good governance, and it's about following through and being accountable to the membership and all your decisions. It's not just, you know, pick and choose which one you want to be accountable for. They need to be accountable for everything that happens, that doesn't happen. You know, there was a failure, you know, there was a failure in the nomination process in the chief electoral polling officer duties. There should have been things done during the nomination process were incomplete and weren't completed by the chief electoral polling officer. And it should have been done at that time. For the membership, I think it needs to be, like you said, more transparent. It needs to be more transparent. Lots of things could have been done. The election code needs to be revised, you know. And I would like to start a petition on in the community about revising that election code for the community, by the community, you know, like to actually bring that back to the people. And is it in the best interest of the community for anything like it in that election code?
I'm Dale Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM News.